Okay, today's daf is Moikatan Daf Vav. And the Gemara here on Vav on the base talks about sprinkling water. Sprinkling water in Shemitah, sprinkling water in on Chol HaMoed. Right, that's what a couple of these Mishnayos are about at the beginning of our Masechta, about certain Malachas. What is allowed, again, on Chol HaMoed, what is allowed on Shemitah, right? That was the first Mishnah in the Masechta, about Mashkin, about watering, Beis HaShlachin, Umoed B'Shviyah, so you're allowed to irrigate a Beis HaShlachin, you're allowed to bring water to a field that needs rain during Chol HaMoed and during Shemitah, depending on the types of Mayan, you can't do too much Tircha, or Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, about making water aqueducts, and here on our daf, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov again says that you're allowed to take water from one tree to another tree, but you're not allowed to spread water around the whole field, because the whole field doesn't need the water. Again, all different details about these halachas. Towards the bottom of the Amud Beis, the Gemara talks about marbitzin sada, marbitzin, sprinkling water on a stelavan, on a field of wheat, during Erish Shvius. One is allowed to do that, kadesh yetsu yirakos b'shvius. You're allowed to water the field very well during before Shemitah, in order that the vegetables grow well during Shemitah. You could water it well during Shemitah, so the vegetables grow after Shemitah. So all different discussions. Tosfos here has two deos about water. We're going to talk about watering and sprinklers, Shabbos and Shemitah. Shabbos and Shemitah. What about setting a sprinkler before Shabbos, that it goes on Shabbos? What about setting up a sprinkler system before Shemitah, so that the entire Shemitah, the watering takes place? Am I allowed to do that, even in cases where, let's say, I wouldn't be able to water it during Shemitah, as we will talk about? Okay, so let's first talk about Shabbos, and then we'll talk about Shemitah. Again, sprinklers in Shemitah and in Shabbos. So Shabbos, what are the issues by Shabbos? So obviously, I'm not allowed to water the grass on Shabbos. That's an Issa D'Araisa, Mashke Mayim Lizroim, right? That's what we had earlier in the Masechta. Which Malacha is that? Which Malacha is Mashke Mayim Lizroim? That's the Gemara we have back on that Beis Mabeis. If I water the seeds on Shabbos, which Malacha am I doing? Mishim Mayim Masrinan Bey. The Gemara says, Rabba Amar Mishim Choresh, Rav Yosef Amar Mishim Zorea. We pasken it Zorea. Zorea is the Av Malacha. Seeding, watering, anything to do with the growth of the plants, that's Asa Daraisa on Shabbos. Tzmuche Ilana. Right? And there are, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, and here there's many actions that are included in that. Pruning and grafting and any type of action that is done for the good of the growth of the plant, the tree, the grass, that's all Asa Daraisa on Shabbos, Mishum Zorea. That's if I do it on Shabbos, right? With the language of the Gemara, ma darko shel zorea litzmuche peira, hachanami mitzameach peira. Right, what is the derech of zorea? The mach of zorea is to further the growth of the fruit. So too, this is furthering the growth of the fruit. So that is if I do it on Shabbos. What if I set it up before Shabbos? I'll set up a sprinkler system before Shabbos in order to go on Shabbos. So what's the issue? So number one, what about Shvisas Kalim? Shvisas Kalim, my Kalim resting on Shabbos. So that's not a problem, because we don't paskin like Shvisas Kalim. We paskin mutter by Shvisas Kalim. We know that's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in Masechta Shabbos. With a couple of examples, Mishnah Yud Zayin Amabez, Beis Shammai says I'm not allowed to start soaking dye before Shabbos, because it's going to be collate, absorb the color on Shabbos, and not only do you have to rest on Shabbos, and your avadim have to rest on Shabbos, and your animals have to rest on Shabbos, so too Beis Shammai holds your kalim have to rest on Shabbos, all of your utensils, right? You're not allowed to have anything work for you on Shabbos, midaraisa. Midaraisa, not just rabbinically, midaraisa. And we posit in all those cases, trapping and coloring and all different types of malachas, Beis Hillel matirs. Beis Hillel says mutter, ubekulan Beis Hillel matirim im hashemesh, is the language of the Mishnah. Beis Hillel allows all these cases because we paskin that your kalim do not have to rest on Shabbos. That is the Shulchan Aruch. Also, we paskin in Reish Mem Dalid that they're like shitas, at least shitas Beis Hillel. Again, all the examples given there. Where's the Malacha, Imsacha, and he talks about towards the end of, right, in that statement. Okay, number one, so there's no Shvisas Kalim. Number two, Avsha Milsa. Avsha Milsa. What's Avsha Milsa? There is an Issa Durabanan of my Kalim doing lad work on Shabbos. Because if I have a machine that does loud work on Shabbos, then people might think that I said it, I'm working it on Shabbos, and it's not lechvod the environment of Shabbos, avshe milsa. So the question is this avshe milsa? So that's separate from the fact of shvisas kelim. If I have a loud grinder in my house, the Gemara talks about how I'm not allowed to set it before, even start it before Shabbos, but have it working on Shabbos, because avshe milsa, because literally the thing is known, and therefore it's a problem. Moshe Feinstein discusses this in the context of an alarm clock. Ramosha discusses how loud does an alarm clock have to be a problem. So Ramosha discusses maybe if it's heard in a different room, it's a problem. Others say, well, nowadays, well, everybody knows that alarm clocks are alarm clocks, exactly that, that you set them beforehand and it goes on Shabbos for a minute and then it goes off. Maybe there is no issue of avshe milsa, but that is a discussion of avshe milsa. So is that a problem? So the Tzitz Eliezer, or first the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that when it comes to setting up a system of watering before Shabbos, it's not a problem. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yud Ches tells us, post chin mayim, legina before Shabbos. It's a Beferish Gemara that I'm allowed to start it before Shabbos, and it continues on Shabbos. So that's not a sprinkler where it goes on Shabbos. This is starting before Shabbos. Torah about a poskim mayim legina erev Shabbos im chashecha. I'm allowed to open up water to go into a garden on erev Shabbos right before it gets dark. Umismalis v'olechas kolayim kulo, and then it gets full of water. The garden gets full of water the entire Shabbos. There's no problem with that. Umanichin mukmar tachazakelim v'chulu, because there's no noise there. There's no noise. It's just the problem is the grinder. The Gemara says later on. My time, Amarabba Bebreisha Mashma'as Kol. Mashma'as Kol, it makes a loud noise. So what about a sprinkler? Does a sprinkler make noise? It's a little chick, 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 right? It makes a little noise. So is that good enough? So the Tzitz Eliezer assumes it's not a problem. Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Dalas Simelam and Aleph assumes that's called Nireh Velo Nishma. That's seen, but it's not heard. That's not the grinders in the days of old. So therefore he writes, Umishne ta'amim shone nidonenu midin rechayim shalmayim. Right, this case of setting the sprinkler up on a system that it goes on Shabbos morning. Let's say you want to water the grass on Shabbos. Its mutter is different than the mill that was run by the water in the Gemara, which is also Mishum Hashmah's call. Number one, Rashis. Shomer Rechaim Shamayim Yeshno Mashmiya Kol Shalmamish. There's a serious loud noise. Shekomi Sheover Bekir Vasma. Whoever comes somewhat close Lamakom Shomeya Umavchin Miyad Bekola Iser Shukol Hatachana. Whoever goes anywhere near there hears this big loud machine on. But here there's no big loud machine. It's a little bit of a clicking. That's not called noise in halacha. If it's just a malacha that's seen and not heard, Chazal never asked that. That's not included in the Issa D'Rabbanan. That's exactly why he says it's mutter to put a Shabbos clock on a light. Why? Because it goes on, there's no noise. But it clicks on for a second. That's not called a malacha, loud noise being done on Shabbos. V'lachem l'chabos, and also when it goes out, are they shown automati? V'lachashu l'marasayin shalaroim, it's not, we're not choshes for marasayin, mikiva chazera pagedah shenirif shalonishma, ein avsha milsa. So that is number one. And number two, he says, v'shenis yesh l'chalik, mishim de be'rechayim atchina, ein atzorach hasho shal yama Shabbos gufa. The grinder, you're not doing it for Shabbos, u'b'chalofan, Shehu, ain hecker shezet nizkak l'tzorach hayom. It's not clear that this is needed for the day of Shabbos. V'lo etzem hayom hu shekagorm sherechayim yehei b'hafala. Right, it's for afterwards. But here, why are you watering it? Because you water it every day or every other day. K'shebinidoneinu adaver nikar l'kol. Everyone knows shezet ba l'sham tzorach hechrechi. Midei sheyom ahu tekagarim kedeshli iskalkulu azram. You don't want the plants to die. Vahefsin beihashka nira bechush. Everybody knows that. V'lachem mashiyiru shamam tarot bepulasam lo yevo lachshosh sudar b'shabbos gufa. Nobody's going to think that you set it up on Shabbos, and therefore he says it's best. It's fine to do. He said you want to put up a sign that says that these are huf'al al yidei sha'on Shabbat. These are on by a Shabbos clock. That's l'chadchila, great. But even if not, it is mutter. And he says, publicize this psak. Because there are people out there that are going to water their plants, and if you don't give them a way to do it in a mutter way, so they're just going to do it in the usher way. And they're going to water it on Shabbos morning. So there are people out there, so if they know there's a mutter way to do it, so then it would be okay. So that is in terms of Shabbos. Can you turn it off on Shabbos? Let's say you started a sprinkler before Shabbos. Let's say you see it's getting too much water. So there's no isser of stopping water going into going onto grass on Shabbos. The Chazon Ish points out that one should turn it off quickly, though. Because sometimes when you turn off a sprinkler, as you turn it off, the water moves to a different place where it had been. Right? The arc of the water goes to a different spot, and I might start watering areas that weren't watered beforehand. That could be a problem. So one should just turn it off very quickly in that case. So that's in terms of Shabbos. So again, no problem setting up before Shabbos. It goes on Shabbos. What about by Shemitah? So by Shemitah, is one allowed to water plants and grass on Shabbos? That we saw earlier. Watering during Shemitah is an Isser Derabanan. Right? It's not one of the actions mentioned in the Torah. We mentioned in Shabbos, by Shabbos, Avos and Todos are both Daraisa. But we learned earlier that in Shemitah, Avos are Daraisa, right, the bottom of Beis Gimel Man Aleph, Avos Aser Achmana, Todos lo Aser Achmana. When it comes to Shemitah, only what's written in the Torah is Aser Daraisa. What's Aser Daraisa, not written in the Torah, like watering your plants, is Aser Darabanan. So when is it Mutters? That's the Gemara that we had earlier. Well, it depends. If I'm watering it to prevent the plant, the grass from dying, just to keep the status quo, that's allowed. That's allowed. One is allowed to water plants and trees and whatever needs it during Shemitah. But I'm not allowed to water it in a way to make it better, to enhance the growth. Right? Those are the two types. Chad avruye ilani v'chad stume pile. Avruye ilani, helping it foster better growth, that's usher during Shemitah. But stume pile, just closing up cracks and making it not die, that is mutter during Shemitah. So the question is, so we're not even asking about setting it up before Shemitah to be able to water it during Shemitah in a case where you're doing it so it won't die, because that you can water even during Shemitah. But can I set it up beforehand to even enhance? To even enhance the growth. So is that allowed? So is it like Shabbos or not? That's the question. Again, on Shabbos, it's mutter. What about during Shemitah? So there are many achronim that are of the opinion that it would be a problem. Don't compare Shabbos and Shemitah. Because when it comes to Shabbos, the ikar focus of the malacha is the maisa malacha, the action that is done. But we know by Shemitah, according to many, there is another aspect to Shemitah, and that is the karka itself. The land itself has to rest. And even if I don't do any specific action during Shemitah, but the land is not resting. The land is not resting, and therefore, it would be more of a problem. The Minchas Chinuch is one of the achronim that made this approach famous. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Beis, that's the mitzvah Shvisas Ha'aretz Bishnas HaShvitah. The Sefer HaChinuch says, Lavatel Avodas Ha'aretz Bishnas HaShvitah. Not only is there a Los Asay, the Los Asay is of Shemitah, but there's the mitzvah Asay. The Chinuch and the Rambam counted from Bacharish Vakatsir Tishbos. You have to rest, says the Menchas Chinuch, Kuf Yud Beis Beis. Devida, you should know, the Shvias Be'inyin Echad Chamura Mishabas V'yantif. Shvias, in a certain sense, is even more chamur. It's even more stringent than Shabbos and Yantif. Really? Shabbos and Yantif? Is this her Shabbos is her kares? Says, in one sense, it's more chamur. To Shabbos v'yantif ike iser al ha'ose malacha ba'atzmo. Right? The ose malacha. Aval al yidei goy hu rak shvus. Right? The b'chaz chinuch shita. Amir la'akum is aser d'rabanan during Shabbos. Ach b'shabbos yesh ase d'behemto tzricha l'shvus. V'imashal amaske behemto l'goy over mishim shvises behemto ba'ase. But on Shabbos, this shvises behemto, my animal is not allowed to work. Skip a couple of lines. U bishmita im osa avodas haaretz kagon hachores zorea o zorea o kotz chores sadehu o zorea o kotzer ayide goy, says the Menchas Chinuch, amir la'akam during shmita. I don't violate the los asay through a goy, but I do violate the asay. That's the Menchas Chinuch shita, that there is an iser asay, a bittel asay by amir la'akam. I'm not doing a thing. Just the goy is doing it for me. Still, the land is not resting. Ach paase over b'chol avodas hakarka afilo idei acherim. Tiksiv shnas shabason yila aretz. The aretz v'shavsa haaretz mevuar degazar akasiv de haaretz tishbos. The land has to rest. Shvius is different than Shabbos. Ukemoshim etzuvin al shvisas behema ushvisas kelim b'shabbos. Just like on Shabbos, I'm commanded on shvisas behema shvisas kelim. Kach mitzaron al shvisas haaretz b'shmita. And he thinks it's a raya from a Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah on Daf Tezvav, which compares Shvisas Behema of Shabbos and Shvisas Karka of Shmita, Viksas Sarachi, and he ends up saying, wondering why the Rambam doesn't quote this Beferish. Shalom Matzinu Barambam, Darvat Dinza Mefurish, Achvadai Halacha Hi Be'ein Cholik. But I think that is for sure the Halacha. And this is quoted by many Achronim as well. The Chazon Ish is a believer of this, and the Maharshal. The Maharshal of Shlomo Luria in two different places. Two different places, commenting on two different Tosfasim, says this as well. If you look in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Tzadi, has the following question. Amir la'akum in the following case. Right, I'm not allowed to muzzle my animal. That's an Issa Daraisa. If my animal is while it's working. If my animal, my cow, is plowing my field, I have to leave the mouth open so that the animal can eat while it plows. So I'm not allowed to muzzle the animal. Is Amir La'akum Usr, if I tell a goy to muzzle my animal, ask the Gemara, is that Usr Daraisa? Is that included in the Torah's Isser of muzzling? Mi Amrina, do I say, Ki Amrina Amir La'nachri Shavuos Hani Milu Linyan Shabbos? When do I say Amir La'akum is only Durabana, and that's by Shabbos? When do I say it's Usr Durabana, and that's by Shabbos, which is Isser Skila? Aval Chasima, the Isser Lav Lo, but the Isser muzzling is a low-level Isser. It's just a Lav. So maybe there's no Amir La'akum there, if it's just a Lav. Odil Maloshno, or maybe that doesn't make a difference. That's the Gemara's question. Is there Amir La'akum when it comes to the Isser of muzzling? Says Tosfos there. But what about in Moed Katan? In Moed Katan, Adaf Yud Beis, Amrinan, Tosfos's Girsa is, that on Shemitah and Chol HaMoed, Amir La'akum is also Usser, and that's only a Lav. So what's the Gemara's question here? Is Amir La'akum only Usser on Shabbos because that's an Isser Karis, or even by Shemitah, which is an Isser Lav? Or even by Chasima, which is an Isser Lav? But Tosfos says, there's a Beferish Gemara in Moed Katan that says, Chol HaMoed and Shemitah, there's an Isser of Amir La'akum, and that's only a Lav. So Tosfos answers, because Shabbos and Yantif is Chada Milsa. And there goes there, Yantif Atu Shabbos. What about the line of Shemitah? Tosfos' Girsa has Shvius also. That in Shemitah, Amir La'akum is also Asa Durabanan. Says the Marshal, take out that word. That word does not belong there. Amir La'akum during Shemitah is not only Asa Durabanan. And don't compare Shemitah and Shabbos and Yontif. That's the Marshal here, Sadi Amin Aleph. And he says, look in Moed Katan. It's a wrong girsa. Ani Omer Shetos Nafla B'Svarim. This is the Chachma Shlomo in the back of the Gemara. Ki b'kal Meseches Moed Katan lo niskar Amir L'kusi b'shvias da'asar. O Deshari. Doesn't say anywhere in this Masechta. I don't know, Tosfos is quoting the Gemara that we don't have, says the Marshal. Ki bevadai asr amir lakusi b'shvias afilu im tomar shemutu b'shabas. Lefisha shvias tal Hashem Yisbarach kedusha ba'aretz. Dechsiv shna shabason yiyah la'aretz. V'havein. So the Marshal says, Dafsadi in Bamitzia, it's a mistake in Tosfos because of course, Amir Lakam is going to be Daraisa during Shemitah because it's about the carcass, not about the person. If something is about the action, then it's about me. If a guy does it, it's secondary. It's Durabanan. But if it's about the karka resting, so it doesn't make a difference. If I do it, if a guy does it, it doesn't make a difference. So that's the one Marshal. The other Marshal, he says the same thing, Sanhedrin daf Chavav Amin Aleph. Chavav Amin Aleph. Look at there, the Gemara tells a story about people that were, two Amuram that were, saw somebody cutting in the vineyard. They were down like Havschus, that maybe he needs it for his olive press. And Tosfos discusses, but is that going to, even if you need it for a different reason, so what? Isn't that going to be asur? So of a kasha to become akam mabakach, become akam ayim ashbiach hakerem. Even if you're taking wood from a vineyard, cutting wood from a vineyard because you want it for your olive press, isn't that still asur? Because it's still helping the growth of the tree. So Tosfos has a line. Kidamrina Gabi Shabbos, the shiny Gabi Shabbos, the Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. Vahom Misav the Machshevaso. Shabbos is a problem. Of a Gabi Shvius, Ein Lesar Rakecha the Mashbiach HaKarka. Right? Only if it helps. Avakashali Tosfos continues. Again, we're not doing the whole Tosfos there. But again, the Marshal there rereads Tosfos and says, what's Tosfos talking about? Avagab the Kashile, she is Kalkal Yoser. Mikomakom Ma'atzomech, Vavikonote, Avagabi Shvius, Sorach Shiyashbiach HaKarka. Vyasakin Bazay Yoser. Shvius is about the karka itself, the Marshal says. So many achronim hold this, and therefore, if that's the case, then setting up a water system before a shvita that goes during shvita to water in a way that's usually usher for me to water during shvita would be a problem. Again, we don't have time to go through the whole sugya, but there are other achronim. Rav Asher Weiss talks about this in his Sefer on Shvita. Rav Kook in Shabbos Haaretz that it's not so pasha that it's just about the karka. Because there's other evidence that it's also about the Gavra's involvement as well. So maybe you have to reformulate it. The Minchas Asher says the formulation is not just about the karka, but result-oriented. Maisa versus totsa'a. Right? We find a number of mitzvahs and averos that are result-oriented and not just maisa-oriented. Tfilas kalim. If I'm walking to the mikveh and all of a sudden I trip and the kli flies out of my hands and goes into the mikveh, so that's okay. It works. I didn't have to have a maisa to put it into the mikvah. My mail, once I see if it's in the mikvah and it's all covered, that it is okay. A goy could be tovel your kalim, as long as you know you're watching him, because you see it went into the mikvah according to Medi. There's Machne Ephraim, I think has right in Hilchos Shluchim Siman Yud Aleph. You can make a bracha. That's a chiddush. But either way, you can fulfill a mitzvah at least with a ma'akeh al yidei goy. The goy is going to build me a ma'akeh because that's a result-oriented mitzvah. So there are examples of result-oriented mitzvahs. Also isurim. The Gemara in Maseches Beit Adav Chav Zayin says it's an isur to put a mum on an animal. So it could be that even al yidei grama is going to be asur daraisa. If I do it indirectly, I put a cookie on the ear of the animal so that other animals go and nibble the cookie and then nibble the ear of the animal, so that is also going to be also daraisa. So maybe that's the point of Shemitah. It's not just that it's the focus of the aretz, but it's the focus is the result. So the same issue. It would be one wouldn't be able to water. Rav Kook's formulation is that maybe the karka, you could still say the focus is the karka, but still say Amir Lakam is not also daraisa. Because maybe the mitzvah is that it should rest from Avodas Yisrael. That's the message. He writes that in the Kuntros Achron in Shvisas Haaretz. Maybe the focus is to rest from Avodas Yisrael, and then it can be limited in this regard. In my edition, it's on page Reish Mem. Sheyesh mitzvah tishpos Haaretz, el shkiva sheyena shvisa shalaretz mispatelas, kima yidei mashe bar chiyuva ovedosa. But a nachri, that's not called a bittel. That's like an animal, you know, lahavdil. An animal eating from the, or working the field by itself. So that also, that would not my animal, so that also would be, wouldn't be a bit of Shvisas Haaretz. Okay, so this is a little bit about the discussion of sprinklers, Shabbos, and Shemitah.